by the Snoring Center and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
All right, I have two pieces of great audio. Hopefully we can get to both of them. One of them in particular I want to share with you. But first, I want to give George the opportunity to tell the Mark Bavaro story.
There's no story.
Today's his birthday.
You
Bavaro.
Hate him. Mark
I don't
Bavaro
hate him.
Is celebrating a birthday, and you have a history.
I don't
with
hate him. There was a time in my life when I wished failure on him. Number one, he played for the New York Giants, and I was a big Cowboys fan.
Right.
But also, he went to Notre Dame, which is another reason to root against him. And so did my high school girlfriend. They went out. So
Hold it! Stop. Your high school girlfriend went out with him?
Yeah.
While she was your high school girlfriend?
Well, it was just the ambiguous thing, you know, when you have long distance relationships, you date other people, and
yes.
I just I didn't happen to date like a U.S. figure skater, you know. She just happened to date a future NFL star.
That's so great.
And a wild thing.
All right, so everyone needs to make sure you send your Mark Bavaro memorabilia to Giorgio. We can decorate his cubicle.
Okay, look, it was 30 years ago. It's no big deal now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a big deal when you're 17 years old. It's no big deal now.
All right. We'll get back to the Mark Bavaro controversy some other time.
Controversy.
All right. Junior and I went to the Charlie Sheen show last night. We've been bringing you reviews and audio of that throughout the morning, this morning. And I thought there was one funny part of the show. A show that was aimless and meandered all over the place and was absolutely pointless. But I'm glad I went just to see society's final nail in the coffin. All right. But the funny part was when Jeffrey Ross's jokes were presented. Now, the people in Houston got treated to this two nights ago. Jeffrey Ross, the famous comedian from all the Comedy Central roasts, which I just can't believe he gets away with some of the stuff he gets away with. Jeffrey Ross. He couldn't make it last night. So Charlie Sheen brings out his head of security, Chuck Zito, out there, who's looks like like Sylvester Stallone's brother or Andrew Dice Clay or something like that. He's the head of security, and he's some like a Hell's Angel. I don't know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a practiced comedian.
No.
He has Jeffrey Ross's script, and Jeffrey Ross gave it to him for him to read. So they bring out a podium like it's a roast, and Charlie Sheen sits there and smokes while listening to Chuck Zito deliver these jokes. I've had to beep a few things. I took out a couple jokes here and there, not because they were so vulgar, just because they weren't not as funny. There are a couple jokes in here that are strong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have kids in the car, whatever, you know, we're talking about Charlie Sheen, for goodness sake. Okay, that ought to tell you, you shouldn't have let your kids listen to this. So Chuck Zito gets up there and reads Jeffrey Ross's jokes. Tell me which one you think are the funniest, which ones are the most offensive. Enjoy this.
Yeah, that Charlie, normally the only way Charlie gets anyone is...
Hold on, what's going on here?
Are you okay?
Yeah, that Charlie, normally the only way Charlie gets anyone to scream out loud is to lock them in the bathroom in his hotel room. It's going to be hard, Charlie. How do you roast the meltdown? And look at this turnout. The last time many drug addicts filled an arena was the Superdome, Hurricane Katrina. Poor Charlie, right now your career is so shot to hell, you should change your name to Selena.
Jeez.
And Charlie was actually pissed when we got to Texas because he thought this was called the Porn Star State. You say you're a warlock from Mars. You might be, but I'll tell you what you're not. A comedian from Earth. 2.5 men is also the amount of people left in the audience after the Detroit show. Let's face it, Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is standing up to stand up to what Larry Flint is to standing up.
Stupid guitars. That's punctuating all this stuff with a power cord.
But that guy delivering anything, could it be funny?
I think it is funny. I got to where I loved his delivery.
Really?
It was just so understated.
Yeah.
And here is a joke. And he was struggling to text.
It was the only time during the evening that I laughed at any of the content coming from the stage.
Right.
And your motto is, defeat is not an option. How about a refund. Is that a f***ing option? Tonight? Absolutely. Even Bernie Madoff wanted his money back after he sold one of your shows. Ouch. Charlie, if you're winning, then there's something wrong with the scoreboard. And if you're winning, then this must not be a custody hearing. Charlie's nostrils are so snotty and full of coke, he calls them the Hilton sisters. And by now, your liver must be smaller and blacker than Barry Bonds' nutsack. And now you say you want your job back. So I hope you do come back to the show. I can't wait for a season cliffhanger, where we really get to find out if that fat kid winds up with type 2 diabetes. Now I hear a rumor that John Stamos is supposed to replace you in 2 and a Half Men. What do you think, folks? But actually, it's not the first time he's going to replace you. The first time was in Denise Richards' vagina.
Wow.
Charlie, you look awful, man.
Thank you.
Your eyes have more bags than your kids when they were forced to move out of your house. Roasting. I'm sorry, Charlie, but you need to hear this. Let's face it, you're the black sheep of the family that was responsible for 3 Mighty Duck films. You make your father ashamed that he shares the same fake name with you. Charlie's not actually on tour. He's just visiting his illegitimate children. Actually, this is the first time women have paid to spend time with Charlie instead of the other way around. Let's face it, Charlie's paid for so much sex, he keeps his credit card under his balls at the same time. He can actually write checks with his penis. Let's give it up for the goddesses. I actually saw Brie Olsen's last movie. The last time I saw that many guys in the same hole was when I was watching the rescue of the Chilean coal miners. Charlie, of course, the one thing I can't take away from you is all your incredible films. Platoon, Wall Street, Platoon, did I mention Wall Street? Well, what a life. You make lots of money, you date multiple women, you're the have you Hefner, but with a short life expectancy. Anyway, good luck to you, Charlie, and thanks for being a good sport. A lot of people love you, so stay alive. I love you, brother, and I hope Dallas loves you, too. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for you.
That was...
What a
That was
mess.
The funniest part of the evening.
Yeah. And even that was a wreck. A guy who can't deliver lines.
A guy who cannot deliver the lines about you, Charlie.
I love the, you're such an embarrassment, you even make your dad embarrassed to share the same fake name with you.
He's ashamed that he shares the same fake name with you. Oh, my goodness.
What
oh.
a night, what a night.
Unbelievable.
Oh, what a
oh,
night.
What a night. All right, and then there was that drunk guy that I tweeted a picture of. He actually left at the same time we did. Junior and I bugged out of the show about an hour and a half into it. Because we had to get up early. And this guy had to bug out because I think that security told him that they had to leave because the guy was so drunk and he was passed out. And we followed him up the stairs, and you should have seen him trying to get up the stairs. It was, you were like watching a pinball machine, a pinball just bouncing from side to side, hitting railing, then bouncing over and hitting that railing. And so once we got outside, I said, well, hey, I'm going to try to interview this guy.
Oh, no.
Now, this is going to be deceptive audio. because he does not sound near as drunk as he was.
So he's a pro.
When I'm talking with him, you don't understand, Giorgio, I'm having to follow him as he walks sideways, hits the side of the American Airlines Center, and then bounces back towards the street. And then I have to follow him back that way. I mean, he was swerving all over the place. So I decided to discuss with him and see how he enjoyed the show. Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Did you? Cool?
Obviously,
thumbs up?
Yes. Thumbs up, yeah. Yes.
What was your favorite part of the show?
Charlie Sheen.
The As Charlie Sheen part of the show?
Hey, he's a wonderful man. Straight up.
What did
winning,
you think?
Winning.
Uh-oh. How much have you had to drink tonight?
I don't know, but...
That's okay. You can lean on us. We're fine.
No, it's fine. Had a lot to drink, but Charlie Sheen was a wonderful time. Winning, I enjoyed the entire show.
Well, the show isn't over yet. It's actually still going on.
No, I know. But I ran into, like, he gave me a free show. It's good times.
Whoa. I'll follow you.
No, it was a good time. Obviously. The whole show was a good time.
Winning.
100%. Yes.
You're gonna have to walk straight because we're gonna get started.
He's driving. It's his. Yeah.
I figured. I figured that.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Take care, man.
Whole show.
What's your name?
Charlie Sheen.
Your name?
Mike.
Mike. Congratulations, yeah. Mike. On
good
winning.
Times, Charlie Sheen. Love Charlie Sheen.
I heard that
the whole
part.
Show. Good times. Good happiness.
Good happiness. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Good happiness.
Good,
right?
Appreciate it. Oh, okay. Shake hands.
Here we go.
There you go.
God bless. Man.
God bless.
Okay. Don't vomit on me.
I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Promise.
Okay. Thanks.
How you go.
Okay.
Good happiness. Winning.
Charlie Sheen. At the end, Gordon and that guy shared a tender moment when they were shaking hands. The guy real gently tapped Gordon on the belly. It was real awkward.
It was so awkward.
Then he went off into the night.
Yeah. Yes. Like, thanks a lot, bud, for interviewing me.
So, that guy...
More alcohol with that dude?
At that moment, is he accomplishing anything in the world?
No.
He got on radio.
Yeah, entertaining us.
Radio station.
Good happiness.
Burned up good 3 or 4 of our minutes.
Good happiness.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Good times.
Winning.
Now.
Good show. Winning. Good happiness.
And keep in mind,
Charlie Sheen.
That's a guy who was passed out for the entire duration of the show.
Yeah.
He has no idea whether it was a good show or not.
None. None.
What an amazing night.
It was great. I'm very glad I went. Giorgio, you made the right call in not going.
Yeah.
It was a horrible drive in. And traffic wasn't bad. We got in, parked. When we pulled into the platinum parking area.
Ooh.
Yes. The double exclusive platinum grade A world class parking. We had our choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could park anywhere you wanted. It's fine.
So 17 sites, and he's got how many more?
17 cities. He's done. This was his 17th city. And I don't think he had a couple more.
No, just 3 or 4 more, maybe.
Yeah.
So he's going to wrap it up and look back and go, I just kicked ass all over America.
I got to tell you, when I take a step back and look at this, he's done an amazing thing. He is going to have accomplished a 20-city tour without ever developing a stitch of material. That is amazing.
He posted on Twitter last night, "The Warlock has cast a spell of awesome in Dallas. Thank you for sharing your magical power and winning spirit. It unites us."
Huh. Okay.
Every night, same thing. Every show was epic, and we're all winning.
Epic. Yeah, that was epic last night.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
All right, Gordo, thank
He's
you.
He's a genius.
That is the corner. It's 9:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We've got a draft tonight.